Septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The eclipse was yesterday, so there's never been a better time to save big at the post-eclipse Eclipse Glasses blowout sale. With current rates of inflation, Eclipse glasses could cost more than double by the next eclipse in 20 years.
Now I'll be prepared for 2045, and I saved future me $15.
If you felt like an idiot being in public with your pinhole cereal box, then don't let this once-in-a-generation sale pass you by.
I had to work yesterday and missed the whole thing, but I'm investing in Eclipse glasses now because I'll be a retired senior citizen by the next one.
Don't burn future money while not burning out your retinas 2 decades from now. Come to the post-eclipse Eclipse glasses blowout sale, and in 20 years, you'll thank yourself.
2 minutes after eight, yeah. Yesterday, how long have we been anticipating this freaking eclipse?
Yeah, we've been talking.
And I heard yesterday at one of the local libraries, hundreds of calls for glasses the day of, not in advance.
Right.
When they had plenty in stock, they all did Pike Road and so forth. Everybody waits till the last minute for that stuff.
I found mine from 7 years ago. It actually had the date on it, that August date. In 2017.
AJ.
Yeah, ho.
Random facts inspired a listener named Christy to send us a joke.
Oh, okay.
She says, hi, Greg. The 3-cent piece fact reminded me of this joke. What did the radio personality do with his first 50-cent piece?
Play the song by 50 Cent? Is that what that's written?
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
He married her.
Oh.
Thank you, Christy, for listening and paying attention to random facts. Can we give her a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing, Christy B?
B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Christy B.
She's in there.
All right, we appreciate it. It is, wow. As Rich Thomas himself would say,
boy, look at the time.
Yeah, we're looking at it, all right. We'll get another traffic update. We've had some additional information. Margaret says it is not clear on that wreck on 85 South.
Oh, and you're shorter?
Yeah, that one. Okay. So, and lots going on this morning. What's the deal with Maxwell? There's a gate closed or something?
Yeah, Maxwell. The Maxwell Street gate is, Maxwell Boulevard gate is closed.
Okay.
Because of a water main break or something like that.
Yes.
We were lucky to bail out of there the other day.
They were lucky that it didn't happen. It happened the day after the air show.
No kidding, yeah. Guys, two things that affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone, and denying it, putting it off, not dealing with it. It's nothing to be ashamed about. It's a very common situation. The shame is waiting to get it fixed when you have Montgomery Men's Health here created to take care of guys like us. We have to encounter these situations from time to time. The reality is pills often quit working. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, one study showed that men will be more irritable or argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, feeling a complete lack of energy, always tired, fatigue, unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of those issues. In fact, did you know that as you age, a testosterone and PSA check should be part of your annual men's health routine? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. That's the test, the follow-up consultation with the results, and then a plan. Most importantly, a plan to move forward. Because Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, lose weight, a faster metabolism. You even notice an increased libido. And you can book the same day you call. So guys, time to start feeling amazing again and hit your goals for the year by calling 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com and you can book your appointment today. Here is the latest from the Traffic Dungeon. SRN News coming up.
Okay, a few minutes ago we had an accident at Troy Highway just before Virginia Loop Road. We've got some new accidents now. 8600 block of Wares Ferry Road. That's going to be out near 126 near Pike Road, just off I-85. Please use caution there. Also, an accident Highway 31 at Mobile Highway. That's right off I-65 here in Montgomery. And in Wetumpka, an accident at Highway 14 and 231. They're calling that a minor accident. Please use caution. They're busy all over the place this morning. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
The sun is a space heater.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Great.
Japanese Prime Minister Kishida and his wife stopped by the White House this evening ahead of tomorrow's official visit and Woodsy State dinner. Among agenda items for the Prime Minister's visit, closer military ties between the U.S. and Japan. Plans beginning to take shape for the Republican Party's national convention will take place this summer in Milwaukee. The parents of Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumley are to be sentenced today. James and Jennifer Crumley have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. The 2021 shooting at Oxford High School killed four students. Barring a successful Supreme Court appeal, Missouri will execute Brian Dorsey tonight. He killed a cousin and her husband nearly two decades ago. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 67. The S&P futures 13 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I like refunds and I cannot lie, so I gotta go fill out my 1040 soon, but I need more time, cause here comes the deadline. I deduct, but it's not enough to itemize all my stuff.
messed up. My wallet took a pounding. I need a new accountant. So, Taxman, Taxman, if you want all of my tax, man, turn around, stick it out, and shove it up your butt. Gotta pay tax. Gotta pay tax.
Air show's behind us. The eclipse is over.
Yeah.
What's next? The IRS filing deadline, which I will, as I do every year, ignore.
And yeah, yours is in October.
Usually that's.
Yeah.
Because I always owe. And you know why?
Did you hear that too?
I did too.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was very weird. Hmm. In fact, it was not only weird, it was also
creepy.
I'm glad you didn't hear it, did you, Rich?
I did hear it.
Oh, you did hear it, okay.
I can't describe it.
That was very strange.
Remember the last time we had something like that, we had Ratzilla in the...
It was, I know, but it was this like, was coming in through like our headphones. I don't know what that was.
It was like a gurgling kind of something.
It makes you wonder what could be responsible for such a noise.
Could it be Satan?
Satan's responsible for all the bad stuff that happens in the world. Like this. How would you like to be this nice grandma from Ohio? Mm-hmm. The nice state that gave us people like Rich. Yeah. A grandmother in East Cleveland named Joanne Gibson got two tickets in the mail for doing 27 in a 20-mile-an-hour zone.
Is that right?
Now, in my calculus, 27 in a 20, unless it's a school zone, you should not get a ticket for that.
Yeah.
Maybe a warning or whatever.
Maybe it was automated. I don't know.
Well, here's the part that will get you, and this is just for future reference. In case you ever have your car in the back of a tow truck, she wasn't speeding. The tow truck was, but the camera caught her license plate and sent her the ticket.
That's why we don't do the camera thing.
It happened in December after a van broke down. Local news just did a story on it. The president of her city council is trying to help her get the ticket expungedited. The news report is mostly about how the camera shouldn't have been there in the first place. Right. The council recently voted to have it removed.
Did we have neighborhood cameras recently? Within the last few years in Montgomery, but we don't anymore. Neighborhood type.
Oh, those?
Spies. Unmanned
cameras. Maybe the Ring doorbell has put a lot of them out of business. I don't know. Because very few things can happen without being caught on a camera somewhere.
All the squatters in our neighborhood are gone.
They are.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. By the way, Arizona, states are catching up to. Florida already took care of that. You cannot be a squatter in the state of Florida anymore.
Yeah.
And Arizona is passing a law that says you can use force if you need to deal with a trespasser.
Yeah, good for them.
Because that's just insane. And there are, you know, these are all illegal aliens that are on social media telling everybody else how to become a squatter.
Yeah.
But will New York do anything about it? No, they'll just let it get worse and worse and worse until nobody wants to live there except the criminals. Bo Holt is on the line. Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hi. You know, I just wanted to say, where I got this information from, I cannot tell you. Mm-hmm. But back when Montgomery had those stupid fake cop cars that would get speeders, they had license plates on them, and one could say, theoretically, get a piece of cardboard and duplicate that driver or that license plate number,
mm-hmm.
and then zoom right in front of that camera several times and theoretically have the car ticket itself.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm.
In other words, just copy that because it would just take a picture of that plate, and that plate would be registered to that car. And it would get the
ticket. Before I moved here from Florida, the Florida Highway Patrol did a thing where they put cars that were either retire or weren't in use, they would place them and put a dummy in it. Because mm-hmm. people see the black and yellow, they naturally slow down.
It's right, yeah.
Once word got around what those were all about, people started going to the cars, opening them up, and putting the dummies in all these weird sexual positions. And they retired that idea not long afterwards. Bo, thanks so much for the call, buddy. We appreciate it. 8:15 already.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Clark. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Ooh, almost got you again. The rain in the state right now is mostly in the northern counties, and a little disturbance moving through will basically keep the rain there. Will mentioned the possibility of an isolated shower, but mostly cloudy today, high in the upper 70s. Most towns stay dry. Mild tonight. Good weather for the Biscuits home opener against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Low 62. Wednesday's high 79. Now, I think a good part of the day we're dry, especially in the morning, but we got a powerful, multifaceted storm system on the way, with widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially later on in the afternoon and into the evening and nighttime hours tomorrow night. Risk of excessive rainfall totals, also a flood watch in effect, severe weather threat, all modes of severe weather possible, including, we can't rule out tornadoes, level 3 risk from Montgomery and Troy on westward along in, that line. So that's that gets our attention. Even a level 4 risk by the time you get into extreme West Alabama. Then on Thursday, some wraparound moisture as the storm system departs. We'll say some scattered showers are possible. 72 on Thursday. Nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Timing is everything, and the weekend forecast looks great. Right now, east winds at 13 miles per hour. We have a 5,000-foot overcast at 62. At 8:16.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Look, there's a pony.
Oh, is that a pony?
Wrong. It's a little unicorn.
It's not just a unicorn.
It's National Unicorn Day.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I'm here to meet, touch, and or become a unicorn.
Whatever gets you out of bed in the morning.
Happy National Unicorn Day.
Showtime.
Well, he's not a unicorn, but he comes pretty darn close because he is that unique. Can you be that unique? We know who we're talking about.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
There's another joke there, but because I'm going to be talking about a clan, I'm not going to say that other joke. I'm talking about Heirloom Jewelers is who I'm talking about today, and we were talking about coins earlier on. In fact, a few calls of people who may have some of these older coins. We're talking about the Trime, the 3-cent piece. Listen, if you've got some old coins, maybe you're not sure on the price, need to get them valued, something like that. Maybe it's old jewelry as well. Maybe it's broken jewelry. Broken jewelry still has value, and Troop Booth can tell you about that value at Heirloom Jewelers. He knows his stuff. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. His grandparents opened this store in 77, and he's working there now. So, I mean, this thing is in the family. It's in the blood. He knows this information. He knows his stuff. 260-0066 is the number to reach out and get in touch with Heirloom Jewelers. And when you call that number, you will be talking to Troop Booth. He is the only employee there. There is no one above him, and he has nobody underneath him. It is just him. And so when you talk to him, you're talking to the buck stops there. Exactly. It is right with him. So he doesn't have to go and find, you know, talk to somebody or anything like that. He can make those decisions right then and there because he is the owner and operator. 260-0066. Heirloom Jewelers is located on Vaughn Road and have been there since 1994. It's over there by Watchman Drive, 6948 Vaughn Road. You can also find them online on Facebook, also on Instagram, and at their own website, HeirloomJewelers.com, where you can see the entire collection and inventory of what they've got there at Heirloom Jewelers and the history of every single piece. This is not just, here's a piece, here's how much it is. No, it's here's a piece, here's where this part of this piece came from and how it was made, here's where this part came from and how it was made. It is very in-depth on the creation of those pieces. Again, Troop knows his stuff. Give him a call, 260-0066, or go online to heirloomjewelers.com.
We have a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away. I just haven't figured out how we're going to do it.
Yeah, I was wondering how we were going to do it.
But I'm giving it plenty of thought. We have a special hick edition of Morning Maroons today.
A hick edition? Okay.
Well, not hick. It's a little hicky.
Okay.
It's a little hicky.
A little hicky.
It's a little hicky.
Just a little one. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. So let's do this. We have 1819 News coming up in traffic now. After we finish this, we're going to have a contest, I promise.
Well, a busy morning around Montgomery, and we've got a new problem. 2500 Madison Avenue, that's right near Ann Street. Busy intersection this time of the morning. Got a disabled vehicle there. They're trying to get that out of the roadway. Wetumpka, Highway 14 and 231 had a minor accident there earlier. In Montgomery, an accident, Highway 31 at Mobile Highway. Also, Troy Highway right at Virginia Loop Road. We had a minor accident there as well. And the 8600 block of Weirsterd Road, that's going to be out near Pike Road. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles in all these locations. Very busy all over Montgomery at the moment. Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Two opposing views had a verbal clash at a seafood restaurant in Mobile. The Oyster City Brewing Company held a drag show that featured provocative dancing by wildly costumed men and women. While children were part of the audience, they were brought there by their parents. A group stood across the street from that restaurant with protest signs about preserving childhood innocence. They also held public prayer. At one point, the MC for the drag show pointed out the prayer group and proceeded to mock them and declared that another drag show would be held in May called the Gospel of the Drag. That brewery hosts the brunches that they call family-friendly on one Sunday of the month. The videos of the dancing that the children are exposed to can be seen at 1819news.com. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A 30-year-old man in Locksley is now charged with production of child pornography. John Plemons is accused of filming a young boy in a convenience store restroom where he works. The boy spotted the camera and notified his parents. That's when Plemons was arrested. Several electronics belonging to Plemons were also seized by police. Police in Geneva are calling it a case of arson after a residence was found burning. Evidence gathered at the scene confirms that the blaze was intentional. Police are now asking for any nearby businesses or homeowners with security cameras to provide the footage for April 8th from midnight to 1 a.m. in order to find out who started the blaze. And singer Amy Grant is coming to Alabama. Grant will perform on April 12th, which is a Friday, at the Oxford Performing Arts Center. Tickets are already on sale. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The total solar eclipse was yesterday. Oh, is that yesterday? Gee, I sure hope someone has a lot of pictures and videos that look like all the rest they can share with me. Yes, the eclipse came and went yesterday. Now we can all get back to observing a corona that comes in pints. So now, eclipse mania in America is over. Also ending yesterday, everyone pretending to like college basketball. Morgan Wallen threw a chair off the roof at a Nashville bar. Fortunately, it hit Jelly Roll and bounced right back on the roof. And Target has launched a paid membership service. So now you know what to get your aunt for her birthday. This is not headline news.
Somebody did a Morgan Wallen song here. By the way, it's 827. He's facing three felonies.
Yeah.
And almost certain prison time unless he has a really good lawyer or lucks out on the jury. Let's hear.
Last night I threw a chair right off the rooftop of a six-story building without a thought. Cause the CMT awards, they didn't let me in. But I was still all over the news by the morning. Cause I got arrested last night. Got me arrested last night.
And just so he doesn't feel alone, we do have a special edition of the Morning Maroons that's country style, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
It is 827 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I have settled on a game for us to play to give away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. It is
Truth or Baloney.
All right.
It's very simple. We read you a statement. You got to tell us whether it's truth or baloney. Get two out of three right or get them all wrong and win. And all you need to do to play is call 272-9228, 272-9228. I will take your call, personally, while Jay tells you about the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look, I have a customer already.
Go for that call.
Hi, Jay Scott's producer here. Would you like to play Truth or Baloney?
That's right. Know your place.
Okay, Paul, hold on. Okay.
That's right, Craig.
What?
Know your place.
Would you finish that, please?
Yeah, well, Seafood Bistro is open today at 11 a.m. And in fact, if you want to know your place, then go there and enjoy a fantastic meal at the Seafood Bistro. They are located on 1651 Perry Hill Road, and they will be there beginning at 11 a.m. In fact, they're probably already there, honestly, making the food that you're going to enjoy later on today, because that stuff is made fresh daily. This is not something that is pulled out of the freezer and defrosted and then heated up or whatever, was made the night before. This stuff is ready for you that day because it is that fresh. The ingredients on these things are just fantastic, but they're also very simple. When you talk about the po' boys, it is bread, lettuce, and then the meat, and then, you know, whatever else you may want to have to put on there, but it's all fresh, all natural there. Salmon, tilapia, whitefish, the shrimp, the dragon shrimp is even better as a po' boy. You can get those in junior sizes as well. The salads are always fresh and delicious, and that ranch that goes with them. I was talking to Wendy about this the other day. Ranch is like the salt of condiments.
Who said that first?
I did.
Oh, I like that.
Just because if it ain't tasting great, dip it in some ranch. It'll be fine.
Ranch works for everything.
It works for everything. Yeah, Ranch on pizza. It works. Ranch for anything at all. Vegetables, fantastic. Pizza, that works. Their ranch just goes with anything. So, it'll go with their fried green tomatoes, their fried pickles, or anything else that they've got there at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget about those red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo. They're online at theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, now that everybody has a taste for something with ranch dressing on it.
Yes.
Let's go to Paul, who's going to play True the Baloney with us. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
All right, I will read the statement. You tell me whether it's true the baloney. Get two out of three correct or get them all wrong to win. Ready? Statement one. It takes 8 seconds for light to reach the Earth from the sun.
That's baloney.
Absolutely.
It's eight minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Bowline, butterfly, and square are all weaving knots. Bowline, butterfly, and square are all weaving knots. True the baloney.
That's true.
Listen to this. You win. Just like this, man. Everybody else, you can go home now. Let me give you the last one so I can throw the card away. You would find a mainspring barrel in a clock and not a rifle. That's clock
Thank
in that clock.
God, you didn't ask this one before the others.
That's true.
It is true.
No, you listen are to this. Wow, man. You are.
All right, you are amazing. A PhD on this show, buddy. Hold on.
He might have wrote these cards as far as we know.
He's one of the Seafood Bistro gift cards.
Yes.
And the wrap-up to the eclipse yesterday continues on, again, the number one search yesterday. Right at the end of the thing was, my eyes hurt.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. Yeah. You know, you think, I thought we were beating this thing to death.
I know.
And yet there were still people who were totally willing to look up
and
the
sun. And you said also a rush to find glasses on the last... On that last day.
Hey, the eclipse is happening today. I think I need to get glasses to watch this thing. But still, no matter how many times you've seen one, still incredibly impressive.
It was amazing.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
I'd like to see the stats from Spotify on how many Pink Floyd, you know, I'm sure there was a spike in Pink Floyd yesterday. Yeah.
This show single-handedly yesterday probably helped that. And another, but meanwhile, while the eclipse is going on, and this happened in Texas yesterday, a witness shot and killed a guy who appeared to be robbing a couple at a gas station, but it was later revealed the robber and couple were staging the robbery as part of an immigration scam.
What?
To get a visa.
Really?
So they were still doing something illegal?
Yeah.
I mean, not that that deserves being shot.
Yeah, that's a death penalty for... here's the attorney on that.
The person qualifies for a work permit while they're waiting for a resolution of the case. So they say, okay, so what would happen if somebody beat me up or if I was a victim of domestic violence? People don't realize the big mess they're getting into by lying and making things up.
So they staged this robbery at a gas station. A Good Samaritan sees this, doesn't know it's being fake. It must look pretty authentic. And you have a disaster there. So, yeah, the Great American Stupid continues. And we, I guess to pay tribute to the numbnuts of Morgan Wallen, we will have a special country and western edition of Morning Maroon coming up. It's 8:34 now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
You know, really don't hear that anymore. Country and western. You know, they dropped the western part for some. But I used to always hear that when I was growing up. Our forecast calling for maybe an isolated shower, but most of this activity in the state is well north of us, and I think most of it will stay well north of us. We'll mention the possibility of a shower. I certainly had one in the middle of the night, and the airport had 0.08 somehow, somewhere. Mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s. Mild tonight. Should be dry for the Biscuits home opener at Riverwalk. Tonight's low 62. Now, tomorrow is the big deal, but I think we're fine in the morning. But widespread rain and thunderstorms move in, especially later on in the afternoon, and especially into the evening and nighttime hours as well. So it looks like an excessive rainfall event, flood watch in effect, severe weather threat, all modes of severe weather possible, including a level 3 enhanced risk along and west of the line from Montgomery to Troy. That's interesting. And then Thursday, maybe some leftover scattered showers behind the main storm system, high 72. Nice weather returning for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with lots of sunshine and temperatures, which will be in the 70s on Friday and Saturday and 82 on Sunday. Wow, that sounds great. Right now this morning, it's cloudy and 62. It's 836.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your risk.
Anybody interested in some insults that don't sound offensive?
Now you got my curiosity. Yeah.
Give me some examples here.
Let's say you want to reply to somebody on social media who posts something. I frequently do that people don't like. I don't care. You could say, what an odd thing to say aloud.
Okay.
Or, that sounds like something you'd say. Or, I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence. Or, it's impossible to underestimate you.
I like that.
This is a little more caustic.
Okay.
Wisdom has been chasing you, but you've always been faster. Somebody else said, I just sigh and say, oh, sweetie. Or, bless your heart. Boy, that is a very versatile old Southern thing.
Bless your heart, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's and depending on how you say it,
these get a little bit...
I like the one on wisdom.
You're all mouth but no trousers.
Hmm?
Or, oh, now I see what everybody's talking about. Or, I admire your enthusiasm. Or, and I like, this is my favorite... Your teacher always handed your test back face down, didn't they?
See me.
Yeah, oh God, I hate that.
And that red Bic pen, you know that.
Had to have the red Bic pen. Absolutely. And in other news, I don't quite know where to put this, but maybe you'll make a suggestion. But the fact is, you're more likely to die on your birthday now than ever before.
Oh, no!
Die on your birthday?
Yeah, once you pass a certain age, your birthday is just a reminder of your impending death. Well, when is that?
Mm-hmm. We're always a day closer to our impending death.
Huh? Yeah. Statistically, though, you're more likely to die on your birthday. The Guardian newspaper did a whole thing on this called the birthday effect. A study in 2016 found you're more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year.
Right.
A study in 2015 said 7% more likely. Another 2012 study found there's a 13% chance, higher chance of kicking the bucket on your special day.
Well, I'm good for 4 more months then.
I got a few left too. By the way, if April 9th happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from all of us here at News Talk. My brother died on his birthday.
Is that right?
At that Magic 27, yeah.
Oh, he was part of the 27 Club. Yeah.
We did not make the 10 best states for working from home.
Okay.
Now, I understand a lot of people can do that because they have a specific skill and they contract out or they're a freelancer or whatever.
Right.
Why would companies still be doing that? And schools. That's been almost a near 2-year disaster for a lot of kids.
Oh, that was a big bump in the road as far as education goes.
And then worst of all, it turns out at the end of it, it was totally unnecessary.
Mm.
Maybe at the end we'll have time for 7 signs that your kid is spoiled. But right now, at 8:40, we're heading to the Traffic Dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Menthol Mayor's Eclipse Memories coming up.
Well, a busy morning around Montgomery, and we've got a new problem, 2500 Madison Avenue. That's right near Ann Street, busy intersection this time of the morning. Got a disabled vehicle there. They're trying to get that out of the roadway. Wetumpka, Highway 14 and 231 had a minor accident there earlier. In Montgomery, an accident, Highway 31 at Mobile Highway. Also, Troy Highway right at Virginia Loop Road. We had a minor accident there as well. And the 8600 block of Wearsturd Road, that's going to be out near Pike Road. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles in all these locations. Very busy all over Montgomery at the moment. Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Perfect lead into our country edition of the Morning Maroons today. It's Menthol Meredith.
Well, I'm the dang winner of the eclipse. While all y'all mouth breathers was staring up at the stupid sun, I ripped off the Dollar Tree. Big time. Yep, I timed it just right, so I got to the Dollar Tree a couple minutes before it started. Then, when all the yahoos that work there went outside, man, I crammed my pantyhose full of crap that I wanted, and then just walked out of there like la-ti-da-ti-da. And in my left leg, I crammed Doritos, Pennzoil, and roach spray. And in my right leg, I crammed fruit roll-ups, a couple pregnancy tests, and a carton of Newports. Dang, I'm smart. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. My ex-cousin Crystal asked me to do the pyrotechnics at her goat's gender reveal, so I need to get off of here and load up on kerosene and burn cream.
Sounds to me like she could be a cougar. An older woman, usually in her 40s or 50s, single and on the prowl for a younger man.
Yeah, it's the roach spray, buddy.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math.
All right, we promised this.
Dunce cap, cause you
can't. Back all morning long, as a matter of fact. Kind of a tribute, a news tribute to Morgan Wallen. Arrested on three separate felonies, and all, you know, unless there's a legal miracle for him, he's probably going to end up going to prison for at least a few months. The called Country Life, Dumb Criminals Caught in the Act of Being Dumb. And as opposed to the normal three that we have today, we have five.
Right.
All right, number one, a woman. I should do this countdown the proper way, right? since we have it.
Number five.
A woman got arrested and did not like her mugshot in the paper, so she called the police to demand they retake the photo, which is a crime for wasting their time. So when she came back for the reshoot, they arrested her again. She did get another mugshot.
I hope it was better.
Yeah, we would hope.
Yeah. Number four.
A man went into a gas station and shoved 15 quarts of motor oil down his pants.
Oh, wow.
And then proceeded to wobble his way out of the store where a detective had just parked. These are all true, by the way.
Number three.
A man tried to rob an electronics store, but all of the computers were wired down to the display case, so he just destroyed a bunch of them instead. Radio Shack, I guess.
Number three.
A man was given a DUI after he got pulled over by a cop. The cop was clued into him being drunk because the man offered the officer a fresh cold beer while still sitting in the car. Finally.
And number one.
A man gave his business card to a store owner and then stole from them. If that wasn't bad enough, he went on Facebook and openly bragged about it. How could he be surprised that he was caught? So, which of that group is that?
Let's see. Offering the cop a beer stands out.
Yeah.
The mugshot reshoot stands out.
Now, DUI has probably become the toughest thing to get arrested for to get off.
I don't know how you stick that much motor oil down your pants.
Yeah. I've never tried 15 quarts.
A little tough.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of competition here. I kind of like the arrogance of the woman who didn't like her
mugshot.
Think about that. Yeah. Think about the vanity involved there. My mugshot's hideous. I want to redo it.
Let's do it again.
And instead, she winds up with a second mugshot for wasting the time of the police. Can I give it to her?
Sure.
Vanity, thy name is stupidity.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
The mugshot reshoot made me realize I need to get my driver's license renewed.
You know what else we need to reshoot? These pictures we got on the wall out here.
Well, Jay is all about that.
Yeah, right.
He likes his pictures.
Man, it's been a long time.
There were plenty of people offering to take pictures at the air show when I was like, I'm good. I just want to take pictures of the planes. Don't you want to get a picture next to the plane? No. I took the picture. It means I was here.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't need to be next to the thing to show that I was here. I took the picture.
Jay is always being pursued by the Faxarazzi. They want to catch him in one of those.
Oh, by the way, they're being completely polite. I have no problem with people making that offer. I just have to kind of shy away and say, I'm okay. I'm good.
Our regular edition of the Morning Maroons returns tomorrow. I want to talk about Food Outlet. I've been a shopper there for...
Oh, Mike Murphy comes in tomorrow, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Biscuit Baseball. For almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years in June. And...
Have you been to all three yet? You've been to all three, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like Adam's Drugs and many of our other sponsors in the sense that they find nice people to work at all three locations. Great customer service. I am, especially with groceries when you got a ton of stuff, I'm not just scanning all of that. I don't need self-checkout. At Food Outlet, you don't have to worry about that. They've got people that will get you through the lane quickly and with a smile, which is nice. And you'll feel better because you're paying cost plus 10% at Food Outlet. Any of their three locations, let me visit one of them now. Let's go to Food Outlet in Prattville. That's on Main Street, just west of Highway 31. And their specials, now it's cost plus 10% pricing on everything in the house, but they marked other items down for additional savings. And at Food Outlet this week, Eggo waffles, pancakes, frozen, $2.99. Mm-hmm. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts are $3.93. Mm-hmm. And in the soda aisle, you like Coke products? This is where you want to go buy them because they're $3.33 for the six-pack of half-liter bottles. Easily buy ounce, the best deal in town. Jif peanut butter. Have a peanut butter and jelly picnic, just $2.44 a jar. You can give everybody two. Keebler Club Crackers are $3.59. And Hot Pockets. If something has happened to your Hot Pocket.
I dropped my Hot Pocket.
Like her, they're $1.98 for the assortment package at all three Food Outlet locations. Not to mention sirloin tip roast at $45 a pound. You'll save on everything, but you'll save even more with these specials at all three food locations. I mentioned Main Street, West Highway 31 in Prattville, Millbrook on Highway 14 on the north side of the street as you're approaching I-65, and, of course, mine. That would be the one on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. The day 50 will be our final traffic update.
Well, we had a bunch of accidents this morning. We believe they have all cleared or in the process of wrapping up right at the moment. Right now, light to mostly moderate traffic all over the area. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated when accidents occur. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. Work the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212, I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Jates, Skywatch Traffic.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Does seeing the sun today leave you feeling depressed? You may be suffering from post-eclipse letdown disorder, a condition that affects anyone who enjoyed yesterday's sudden darkness. Fortunately, there's a cure. Introducing your eyelids. Thanks to these two pieces of skin, you can have darkness wherever you are, whenever you want. Just close your eyes and voila! It's your own personal eclipse. Sometimes they'll close on their own for a surprise eclipse, like when you watch golf on TV. Or listen to your spouse gripe about work. Your eyelids. Don't let the sun bring you down.
Anybody out there suffering from PELD today?
Yes.
I'm sure there's a few.
My eyes hurt.
You should Google that. You know, I don't know why I allow this gaggle of hens who gather on, was it CBS?
Oh, The View?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. On CBS, it's The Talk. On ABC, it's The View.
The View.
Rich knows his daytime talk shows.
Well, I've got a video.
Sunny Huston has to be the queen of the dumbassery, man. I mean, this woman, every time she opens her mouth, something stupid on steroids comes out. Yesterday, she was blaming the eclipse, earthquake from last Friday, and the cicadas on climate change.
Is that right?
Of course.
Cicadas.
This has become their handy-dandy excuse for everything. First of all, and this cicada thing, I think the first time in 100 years there's two
both
different...
Both of them, both broods.
Well, those used to be called the 17-year locust.
Well, you have 17 and 13, I think. There's 13 years and 17 years, and both of them are emerging this year. Oh, boy, I'm so happy.
That they line up. But it's not climate change. It was happening long before we had gasoline-powered cars. You numbnut, you. Maybe this afternoon we will spend a little time. I'd like to take a deeper dive on how people cope with grief. The story we had earlier about Valerie Bertinelli and all of Eddie Van Halen's loved ones. Yeah. If you missed the story earlier, when he was at the end of his life, he passed away, and the family stayed in the room and ordered pizza because he loved it and he wanted to eat it. He could not towards the end, so they honored his request.
Well, sometimes too, when somebody's about to pass away and they know they are, they want a party for them. They want happiness and party and have a good time.
I had a friend in Florida. Her name was Diane. Diane sadly passed away at the age of 49. Mm-hmm. And she knew her time was coming. And I had dated her daughter. We were still friends, the family. And she planned, I mean, she hired a DJ, caterers.
Ah, there you go.
That were on call for her house, and that's I went to that. It did seem a little bit odd.
Yeah,
but
if that's what they want,
she was such an awesome lady.
Yeah,
but that's what she wanted, and that's the way it was done. So I certainly have no problem with it. And it's this, on that very same sad subject today. Many of us here in the local business will be remembering Charlie Kreider.
Yeah, his funeral is today at 2.
And one of the good guys and somebody I will always be grateful to, because when I first came here, he was one of the first of the longtime locals to reach out and say, hey, I like what you do. And that means a lot. When you're coming to somebody else's town and you're a little bit different, to be accepted like that. Yeah. All of those folks, Charlie, Larry Stevens, you know, I feel so honored to have him as such a great friend, because he still is king here. I mean, he was really the last monster morning show.
But Charlie would acknowledge certain School of Broadcasting songs in the morning that we would do too. just a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
Give you the shirt off his back.
We don't need to lose any more great people. So to Charlie's friends and family, our thoughts will be with you today. In the meantime, Alabama Unfiltered is ready to go. Joey at noon, and I'll see you.